I'm really interested in those different lenses, Kat, and how they frame the teaching of partition. As you've both mentioned, this history can be very politicized, and teachers need to be aware of the implications of the way in which they're approaching this history. Are there any narratives or approaches to teaching this history that you would caution against, or maybe approaches that you would particularly advocate for?
I think when you're teaching emotive and controversial history, it's really important to ground your teaching in scholarship. So that's my first piece of advice if teachers are thinking about what to avoid when they're teaching partition. An obvious question, I think we'll probably pick up on this later on, is how do you deal with the violence associated with partition? And one of the things that I would say about that is that that shouldn't form students' sole contact with partition. So there needs to be a wider narrative around partition, because of course in India and later in Pakistan, not everybody experienced partition in the same way. So I think rather than thinking about what I would caution against, it's potentially more helpful for teachers to think about different appropriate lenses to look at partition. So I mentioned Hibbert and Patel before. They used a historian and actually interviewed the historian in lessons and got pupils to look at her craft and how she constructed an argument. And through that focus, they were actually getting the pupils to look at partition through the concept of interpretation. And as I said, they looked at it as a consequence of the Second World War. You could also clearly look at partition through the lens of significance. So the legacy of our country, and that holds clearly a lot of relevance in our classrooms, but more widely, so globally, and how it changed politics across the world could be covered as part of looking at the significance of partition. So I think those would be two really valid inquiries.